early in your lesson tonight, Mike, you were talking about the transition between a dispensation of the gospel, and we know a that means that a dispensation of the gospel of Christ, and you referred to that as the work, and that went on up until, when was it, from Acts 13 on up to Acts 18 or something like that. And then the dispensation of the gospel of the grace of God. I kind of think that a dispensation of the gospel of Christ is still going on today. Let me repeat that. The dispensation of the grace of God was in addition to a dispensation of the gospel of Christ. We still preach the gospel of Christ. It's just not to the Jew first and also to the Greek. We're still trusting the gospel of Christ, the power of God unto salvation, right? And so that's just one little bit of feedback that I see a little bit differently than the message, what Paul sees. So a dispensation of the gospel of Christ is still, it hasn't ended yet, is what I'm saying. It's still going on. When I share the gospel, I share the gospel of Christ, because that's the words that Paul uses. So that's just the way I see it. I don't think it ended. I think it was exclusive during the quote-unquote time period that you mentioned of the work from Acts 13 to Acts 20, verse 6. And I do see that period called the work that you see, that you presented there. But unlike the way you presented it tonight, I still see a dispensation of the gospel of Christ is still going on today, right alongside the dispensation of the grace of God. I don't see the word dispensation, as a lot of people do, as they define it as an age, or even as a administration, or as a stewardship. The gospel of Christ was to the Jew first and also to the Greek, but that does not mean that, and I think you'll agree with this, but that does not mean that anybody and everybody could not be saved by the gospel of Christ during that time period of the work. It's just to whom Paul was sent. A dispensation of the gospel of Christ, 1 Corinthians 9, and I'll just put verses 17 and 18 on the screen. The very last part of verse 17, a dispensation of the gospel is committed unto me. And we know that from the next verse, that that gospel is the gospel of Christ. And you're correct, the gospel of Christ was a dispensation to the Jew first and also to the Greek. But what's the content of that gospel of Christ? Christ died for our sins, was buried, and was resurrected for our justification. But that does not mean, again, I'll repeat, that only Jews and Greeks got saved during a dispensation of the gospel of Christ. It just means that Paul was not sent to them. Okay, we'll go back and read what distinguishes the gospel of Christ from the gospel of the grace of God. The gospel of Christ, under the gospel of Christ, the dispensation of the gospel of Christ, Paul was sent to the Jew first and also to the Greeks, the Greek. And under the gospel of the grace of God, Paul was sent to all people, regardless of their nationality, regardless of their ethnicity, regardless of their standing under the Abrahamic covenant of Genesis chapter 12, verse 3. But again, even during a dispensation of the gospel of Christ, there were still dirty dog Gentiles who were getting saved. It doesn't mean they were exclusive. The gospel of Christ was exclusive to the Jew first and also to the Greek, but it did not exclude others. And I'll just let that sink in. Open mic.